And it's time to say good morning to a lovely fellow that you will see tonight from 6 with his team on Channel 9 News at the new time of 7.10 for 2021. Peter Hitchener, good morning, Hitchy.
Oh, good morning, Millie, and hello, sir. Great to be talking to you this morning. Things, you know, they are starting to get back to normal in some workplaces, many workplaces, actually. People are coming back to work. Like all of us.
Yes.
Do spare a thought for some friends of mine. Picture this. They were heading to their new home in Ocean Grove after their holiday in Mildura. This happened at the weekend. And they weren't really familiar with how to get from Mildura to Ocean Grove. So, well, the male of the family, as you might expect, entered Ocean Grove in the sat-nav and off they went.
Yeah.
Along the way, they noticed a few signs that didn't quite match up with their picture of events. You know, the turn off for Ballarat, they just sailed right past it because that's what the sat-nav told them to do.
Oh,
yep, no. Sat-nav knows best.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, 5.5 hours later, the sat-nav said, "We're nearly there." Oh. And it was then they discovered they had arrived at Ocean Grove, Warrnambool, not Ocean Grove. Ocean Grove.
Oh, no.
What?
Mm-mm. 2.5 hours drive for them to get home from Warrnambool to Ocean Grove. Can you just picture the frosty
front of Oh, Pete.
And the kids in the back saying, "Are we there yet?"
I know. And look, you know what? It is such a trap too. Ferg and I went to Horsham once and we just put Horsham in and it took us all through. We were almost driving through people's paddocks and barnyards. And you know how much time it cut off the journey, Pete, from the highway? 1 minute. It was 1 minute faster and that's why sat-nav chose it. Now, you wanted to talk about the inauguration of the 46th president. What do you think?
Yes, well, there you are. It's the big story of the day from Washington, of course, the inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president and Kamala Harris as his vice president, following the departure of Donald Trump from the White House in a fairly low-key affair, actually, Trump's departure.
Yep.
The feared far-right protests apparently didn't eventuate after that huge security blitz. And Joe Biden calling for unity, and he declared democracy has prevailed. Now, of course, we'll be covering that in 9 News at 6. But there were one or two highlights along the way, despite the security. And I believe that you have an audio grab of a very special moment.
Yes, this
Lady
was.
Gaga.
Yeah, it really was. Hair standing up. It was great.
Yeah, it was huge. Now, I don't know if you've seen her outfit, Pete, but that's trending today. She had a big skirt on, beautiful big red skirt. Did you see the brooch that she was wearing, the golden dove?
Oh, no, I missed that. I'll be looking forward to it tonight. What was it like?
Pete, when you see it, you'll expect it to come to life and fly away. It's as big as her shoulder. It's massive. It's not like a brooch Mum or Nana would wear. It's absolutely outstanding.
She has a flair for the moment, doesn't she, Lady Gaga?
Yeah, she sure does.
Absolutely works it to perfection, as do you, Mr. Peter Hitchener, and we'll look forward to seeing you tonight at 6 o'clock on 9 News.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye.
See you.